Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Karisa's Chaf Gimel, Karisa's 23b, pagination is 46. We'll start at the start of the wide lines, the start of the sixth perek. We're dealing with cases of serious level of violation of the Torah that was done by mistake. And in this particular scenario, we're not sure if he indeed did the violation. There were two piles, plates of meat, one of them kosher, one of them non-kosher. He ate one of them, not sure which one he ate. And there's a mitzvah to bring an asham talui, a karbon that is dependent. It's hanging in there until we find out if indeed he did the violation. Hamevi asham talui, a person is bringing an asham talui because he thinks that there's indeed a doubt. V'noda lo shalo chata, and then he gets notification. Somehow they figured it out, and he did not do the sin. Or, as the Rambam writes the alternative scenario, he finds out that he for sure did do the sin, and he has to bring a carbon chatas. Either way, the asham talui is unnecessary. So the Mishnah breaks the case down to the possible scenarios. Imad shalo nishchat, if we catch it that it's not necessary before the shechita occurred, yetze v'yira be'eder divrei Rabbi Meir, you can simply take this animal out and let it graze with all the other animals. It's not hektish. It's not a karbon. It's totally a mistake. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir, because as it turns out, he does not need the kapara, and shechita wasn't done. So it's not psulei hamikdashim, it's simply one big mistake. V'chachamim omrim, however, the sages argue on Reb Meir, and they say, yira ad sheyistoiv, it has to graze until it gets a blemish. That means you have to sequester it in a different corral, until it gets a blemish, v'yimacher, and then you could sell it, and the money that it generates is holy, and the animal is considered non-sacred at that point, v'yipludamav l'nedava, the money will be used for karbanos on the mizbeach. The asham talui is very specific, case-specific, and you can't just sell it to someone else. It's been designated for your situation, it's locked in. The question why the Chachamim don't accept Reb Meir's view and say it's simply one big mistake. So the Gemara, on the second line of the Gemara, which is five lines up from the bottom of the page, says, Mitoch shelibo nokfo, because it's a case of doubt, and his heart really is troubled by this, gomer umaktish, he makes it kadosh, when he did, without any withholding, without any conditions, no constraints at all. He made it totally kadosh, and as such, even if it turns out that he didn't do the chet, it's with such generosity that it's locked in, we have to wait for a blemish before we can sell it. Rabbi Eliezer Omar Yikariv. Rabbi Eliezer says you could bring it. Shemena ba al chet zeh, hare ba al chet acher. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you could bring an asham talui in general on the possibility that you did something by mistake, unwittingly, and therefore this asham talui that's already been designated and the particular sin for which it's been designated doesn't require atonement, doesn't concern us much, because you could still bring an asham talui just because. The Mishnah continues by developing the scenario. Imishanishchat no dalo. What happens if they don't realize that he doesn't have to bring the karban until after the shechita was already done? Then, yishafech hadam, the blood should be spilled out. V'habaso yetzi leves hasreifa, and the meat has to be burnt. It cannot be eaten. It's not brought on the mizbeach. It became pasul, and it's invalid. However, if not only was it shecht, but also Nizrek Hadam, the blood was sprinkled, Yochal. You could actually eat that carbon, even though it turns out in retrospect that it was a mistaken Asham Talui, but because everything was in place as an Asham Talui until after the sprinkling of the blood, it is considered a kosher carbon. In the words of the Gemara on Amud Beis of the next daf, the pasuk states, "Vuhula yoda v'nislachlo." The person didn't know, and it should be an atonement. What we're looking for is lo havya la yediyah b'shaslicha, that there should not be a knowledge, meaning it should remain in doubt at the time of the atonement, which is the sprinkling of the blood. And as long as it indeed is still in place as a doubt at the time the blood was sprinkled, Tanna Kamma holds that that is sufficient to make it a kosher karban as an asham talui. Rabbi Yossi says it's even more lenient, afilu adam bekos Yizorek v'abasa yochal. Rabbi Yossi holds, once it's in the cup already, it's ready to be sprinkled, and the cup of Kodesh is able to sanctify it and make it good. So according to the Chachamim, if you catch the mistake of an Asham Talui before Shechita, you're still in a bit of a bind because the animal was made sacred with such generosity that even if it turns out he does not need an Asham Talui, it's still going to be bound as Kodesh, as an Asham Talui, because the person, when he does it, he knows it's being done besafik. And Libo Nokfo, it bothers him so much that he really wants his atonement, he wants his atonement besafik, he doesn't hold back at all. Yasha Koach. Thank you for joining.